Yeah, car's been good. I mean, we started eighth, and that's kind of middle pack. But we got a little break there at the beginning, but car was hooked up tonight, and we went to the front.
Last week, they had Cliff's car look really, really fast, and he was back this week. He looked pretty good again. Any thoughts to maybe him being the guy you were not going to have to beat?
Yeah, cause we kind of figured he'd be up starting up front, but then they had a lot of work to do, so I think they didn't get the car quite right. But I think they're happy with probably the way it run after the damage they got 2 weeks ago. But our car been running. We had a little jingle in the heat race there. Luckily, it didn't hurt it too bad. We got it back together and ran flawless in the feature.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about the pass you had there on the feature.
Just a bad, just got a run on him, and luckily Dave knew I was there, and I knew I had to get him quick, because once he gets going, it looked like it took him a few laps to get going, and then it was clear sailing after that.
Yeah, how's the car run? You're fighting to get up front. Once you're up front, the car's pretty much in clean air. How does it run?
Oh, the car runs great. You know, it's a little bit in traffic, though, but clean air just goes.
Can't beat the clean air when you got a car that overheats quite a bit.
Yeah, well, we got that problem solved, I think. Bring it back to Doug Holmes there a couple weeks ago, and he went through it and found the problem, and now it didn't get over 200 tonight.
Too far out of it for a track championship?
Yeah, I think so. We need quite a bit of help. We're just here to try to get a couple more wins for the feature, or before the season's over, and go from there.
In super feature time, your brother ends up winning. How nice is that?
Yeah, that was good. Great to see them guys. He wrecked there a couple weeks ago. They had a lot of work to do on the car. They were trashing on it. Good to see him win. I don't know. It would have been a good race if Otto hadn't dropped out. It looked like Bob was getting a little bit faster, but I don't know if Otto was starting to go then, or I'm not sure what happened to him.
Twice as nice there, both you guys winning?
Yeah, twice as nice. Yeah, it's like 2010, I think it was.
I was going to say, yeah, it's the second time now.
Yes. Yeah, 2010.
Hey, Mike, who'd you like to thank for your win tonight?
I like to thank all my crew guys here first after that heat race. Got car back perfect. Denise Merrill for all her support. My wife, Dan Denny, all the other guys that help out in the shop. And then I got to thank my sponsors, Millennium Music, Ronzo there. He's a great, he's been with me for quite a while. And Mays Mini Mart, he's helped us for quite a while. I thank him for sticking with me. And Premier Landscaping. Leave him there. If you need any landscaping, give him a call.